One of the world's largest and most prestigious film festivals, the Cannes Film Festival, kicks off again this May with hundreds of events and screenings. Among the cinema illuminati and prestige films to be showcased this year along the beaches in Cannes will be two El Paso filmmakers and their short film, El Fuego Detrás. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. El Fuego Detrás is a 16-minute narrative film co-written by Leo Aguirre and Brian Seeley. Aguirre also directed the film, and Seeley stars in front of the camera. Both are UTEP students and will host a local screening of their film today at the Union Cinema at 6 p.m. Leo Aguirre and Brian Seeley, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Morning.
Morning. How you doing?
Great. Great to see local work of such a high caliber being recognized worldwide. So I guess the first question is, most people will be thinking is, what was it like to be notified that your film had been selected for the Cannes Film Festival?
It was quite a surprise. I was during spring break, and I was in Corpus Christi with my parents. And I just got an email notification that we'd been accepted to Cannes. So I was pretty excited about that.
And that was just one of those moments where you have to tell all your friends.
Right.
Yeah.
So Facebook lit up that day, right?
Absolutely.
Well, that's just extraordinary. A good riddle that would be appropriate here is, how do you get to the Cannes Film Festival beyond making a fine film? Walk us through that application process. What is that like from the inside?
Well, first of all, you have to it's very tedious because you have to have French or English subtitles, and the film's bilingual. It's English and Spanish. Mm-hmm. You know, we really wanted to make it an El Paso film.
Yeah.
So we thought that it'd be important.
So you had to add a third language to the subtitles?
Yeah. No, what we did, we just had English subtitles underlie that. And the application process, it asks you, is it finished yet? Because you can submit work that isn't complete yet. And then, we submitted the film. I remember submitting it, I think, like a day before the deadline, because we didn't plan to.
Well, and it was so unfinished at the time too.
Hmm.
We hadn't added the original score yet either.
No, we hadn't. So we submitted the film, and then we just waited. It was a waiting game, and they said they'd notify us mid-April, around now, but we got notified in March.
And Leo, you're a freshman at UTEP, and Brian, you're a sophomore at UTEP. How did you two meet?
I did a play called A Christmas Carol in December, and I played Jacob Marley, and Leo saw it, and he came over and gave me his card, and he said, "Hey, I'm a filmmaker. I want to talk to you."
You're out scouting talent at the theater performing.
So we met, and we shared a love of film and art, and we had a lot of the same tastes, and we liked the same directors, and we said, "Hey, let's make a film together."
Yeah.
And you co-wrote this film also. So, Leo, what was that process like, working together collaboratively on a screenplay?
I'd never done that before, and I wasn't sure I wanted to do it. But when we did it together, it really flowed. We wrote the whole script in a night, and then came the second night we polished the script. And it's nice because everything that you write has to be justified. You know, you can't just write something down and say, "Okay, that's what it means." You're sitting there with someone else, and you're together figuring out
pushing
why
each other.
Yeah, exactly.
One thing that was interesting, because I knew that I would star in it, as an actor, usually I get the script and I sort of pull the character out of that. But what we did, it was interesting because it was the total opposite. Everything that we put in there became, what the character of Stan would be. And so we sort of formed, we built that totally from the ground up. And as an actor, it was a wild experience. I've never done anything like that before.
Leo, why don't you walk us through what the film is about? And we'll mention in a minute that it is screening tonight at 6 p.m. at the Union Cinema. We'll have more on that. But tell us broadly what your 16-minute film covers.
Well, the synopsis that we came up for the film is a young immigrant girl is kind of thrust into the hands of a suicidal writer because of a
violent... Played by Brian.
The tagline we have is a suicidal writer is given another choice when a violent crime thrusts the fate of a young immigrant girl into his hands.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah, and it's very dramatic and very rooted in the border. It has beautiful imagery of our desert, but it is one of those films that we tend to see around here that starts with a burial, and then you back up and figure out why that's happening. a little bit of a mystery off the beginning. But it's amazing what you're able to compact into just 16 minutes. Was that a challenge trying to write a film that's that short yet covers, as you said, you've got a suicidal writer that's got to be conveyed very quickly. You've got a very intense family situation with this immigrant girl and her father. There's a killing. All of that has to take place in the span of just, you know, not even a short TV show.
Well, do you know how I became a writer? There's a typewriter in the film.
We really had to look for very subtle things that would kind of convey anything right off the bat. And the script, normally the rule is, you know, a page on a film script is equal to a minute on screen, and the script itself is 6 pages.
It was less than that. It was 3 to 5.
3 to 5.
That's the thing that struck me right away looking at the film is that it's very mature cinematically, and you being a freshman, Leo, and you a sophomore, not to take anything away from your age, but you've already developed a very fine sense of storytelling visually, cinematically, where it's not heavy on words, yet it conveys all of those things you were just mentioning very clearly to the viewer. And I'm just wondering if you both grew up just watching a lot of movies and studying film on your own, or are you trained in any way?
Well, with me, my grandparents, they're great storytellers, and every weekend I'd go to Juarez, and I'd spend time with them, just watch movies, you know, old westerns, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, just anything with Robert Redford or Clint Eastwood in it. Since I was at a very young age, I found out that storytelling was a big part of me. So just
and Brian,
creating a film with more storytelling and less dialogue was for me another issue of deconstruction as an actor, because I'm used to doing, you know, 90-minute plays that are all dialogue, and I wanted to get away from that. I wanted to create a character without saying much, you know, and that was really thanks to Leo and his cinematography that we were able to sort of convey what was going on in the character's head while I sort of acted that story non-verbally, and that was really what I wanted to do, was just get away from the, you know, 90-minute full dialogue plays. And
I think hopefully there will be filmmakers in the audience this evening when you screen your film and host that screening, because it strikes me that you said you wrote it in an evening, polished it on a second evening. I gather you shot it very quickly as well.
3 days. 3 days. It took like a weekend. They asked me that at the UTEP News, and we just said, it's like running on water.
It was hectic. I mean.
Oh, yeah. It was, we'd wake up at 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning about, and then we'd like start shooting. So everyone that helped on this, we're very, very thankful. Aaron Madrid, who did the sound, Jaime Blanco, who did the cinematography, and Luis Ruiz, who helped assist and direct and produce the film as well. They just kind of came on right away and helped us free of charge.
Wow.
So
it seems charmed from the get-go.
Absolutely.
It's going to the Cannes Film Festival. You don't tell them that you wrote it in one evening.
No.
Or maybe you should. People will hail you as geniuses.
It's impressive.
That's how great careers begin, these kinds of stories. I love. Technically, the film is quite something, and I'm just wondering, you know, because there's a lot of talented people in El Paso who are telling stories with moving images and write good stories, conceive of good concepts, but oftentimes where local films fall down is on the technical implementation, and yours is extremely polished for what it is, and particularly now that you've said you made it in 3 days. Do either of you have a technical background in filmmaking, just mastering the technique and the actual cameras and audio equipment and all the other technology?
Yeah. Well, I lived in Aruba. Aruba, it's not very heavy on film. There's hardly any equipment. It's an island in the Caribbean. So we're very deprived of things there. So you have to, you know, make use of everything you have. So what I learned while living in Aruba was we didn't have the equipment that, you know, everyone here in the States has, so we had to maximize on that and find every little way to make your film, you know, just that one more notch of production value. So that opens a lot of doors at festivals. Everyone says a story is the most important thing, and it is. But you can't engage an audience if you're not going to have some aesthetics to that, I think.
And one thing that helped was that we storyboarded the entire film beforehand. Mm-hmm. And I'm also an illustrator, and I actually have some of these with me. Wow. And I storyboarded the project, and it was the first time I'd ever storyboarded anything, but we were able to visualize a lot of the film before we even touched a camera.
That's amazing, and it obviously counts for how quickly you're able to do it, but also how concisely you're able to tell that story because you've already thought through all of those things and internalized them. As I mentioned earlier, you two will be presenting the film this evening at the UTEP Union Cinema, which, for people who don't know, is the first building coming in University Avenue off of Mesa. There is a lot of construction on campus, but if you come in that Mesa gate coming down University Avenue, just turn into the parking lot.
Union East, I believe, right?
Union East. Mm-hmm. And, it's a free screening, but you're also taking donations, I know, to help with a film society that you've started and hopefully to help you get to Cannes. Are you both going over to the film festival? Do you have plans?
Well, if we can get the appropriate funds, then Brian will be able to accompany us to Cannes.
Yeah, I'm still looking for a sponsor, some finances.
So the community needs to come out and not only support your film and your filmmaking, but help you guys get to the end goal, which is get over to France in May. And that's coming up very quickly, just six weeks. I should mention, Leo, you have another film that will also be screening with this film?
Yeah, it'll be screening tonight at 6 as well. It's called Back of Beyond, and it's more abstract than A Fuego Detrás. And it was shot in Aruba while I lived over there. I wrote it last year in April and shot it in May.
Any plans for another film, like in the next week?
In the next week?
You've got finals coming up, I know.
Yeah, that never stopped us. Yeah. That never stopped.
You seem to have a great rapport, and I'm sure you're working on something for another project once you get back from Cannes.
Yeah, that's actually the main reason why we want to go. Obviously the experience, but financiers, and that's where you make a lot of connections.
Extraordinary. Well, I know it's been an incredible journey, and I'm just so delighted that you two could take time out of your studies to get in here. So best of luck getting to Cannes and with tonight's screening of the film. I hope to see lots more from both of you.
Well, thank you so much.
My guests today have been Leo Aguirre and Brian Seeley, whose recent short film El Fuego Detrás was recently selected for inclusion in this year's Cannes Film Festival. The film will screen as part of the festival's Short Film Corner, and El Fuego Detrás can be seen this evening at 6 p.m. at a special event at the UTEP Union Cinema. Admission is free, but they are accepting donations to help them get to Cannes, as well as to support the new Minor Film Society. And the program will include a screening of a second short film by Leo Aguirre, Back of Beyond. The UTEP Union Cinema is located on the first floor of the Student Union Building at the east end of University Avenue, with easy access from Mesa Street. On Film's producer is Norma Martinez. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.